Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. We really appreciate you guys tuning in. Keep your questions coming. Keep your calls coming. We really do appreciate it. Many of them, you know, I will try to get to as I can, email you, or we'll, you know, talk about it live. I prefer the ones that we could share live because I just get so many emails and there's always so much I can answer. And I love being able to talk about it and talk to you. So definitely call in with your questions at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. So, you know, many of us have been kind of grappling with the supply chain crisis and dealing with toilet paper issues, dealing with paper towel, peeing in the shower, things like that. And that's good. That's good. I like to pee in the shower. We've already talked about that. But the supply chain crisis is kind of taking a different turn that I don't think a lot of you guys realize. And a notice got sent out to a bunch of us doctors that one of the biggest labs in the nation is kind of having some supply chain issues because their supplier of Vacutainer, containers for blood, urine, tests like that, is having supply chain issues. So that's why it's called a supply chain issue or crisis. Because you could be doing everything right. You could be in your restaurant or your bar. Your staff could be coming in. You have great advertising. You have a great product. But if you don't get the mayo, or you can't get your salt, or you can't get your plates, or you can't get your laundry or the dish detergent, you're screwed. And, you know, you can make do as much as you can. But when it comes to doctors, there's not really a lot of alternatives, you know? So whereas if you're a restaurant, worst case scenario, you can bring out some paper plates, or you can run to Target and get some extra dishes. We can't do that in medicine. So when we hear that there's supply chain crises and issues, when it comes to medication, when it comes to being able to do tests, when it comes to being able to perform tests, that's not good news to our ears. It's not, and it's pretty scary. So for a lot of you guys, you're asked to do a pee-pee sample, right? Like, we need to get some pee-pee. Oh, we might call it urine, but what? Your pee-pee sample. We need pee-pee. So you go in, you do a cup. That cup can't just be a Dixie cup. All right, if we are evaluating you for infection, if we are evaluating you for some very specific things, all right, we want it to be a clean or sterile. For some, we could get away with a clean cup. For others, we need it sterile. So Quest Diagnostics, which is one of the biggest labs in the country, said that BD, or Becton Dickinson, BD does a bunch of our vacutainers for our collection tubes and things like that, is having supply issues, and they're going to have to alter protocols when collecting and processing samples. Now, right now, Quest says we need to do this from a urine standpoint, because a lot of doctors will collect the urine. In terms of the Vacutainers, BD is saying, yeah, we have some, you know, supply issues with that. So from the PP standpoint, Quest Diagnostics is proposing alternative plans to ensure quality. And what they're going to do is they're going to approve non-Quest validated but FDA approved urine culture transport systems. So many of you guys think, okay, you pee in a cup, we could just, you know, drive it across town. If it is not managed correctly, the test is null and void. And these containers aren't just basically any container that you could just blow into it and think it's clean. They have certain preservatives in it, too. And so these are, they're expensive. I mean, they have a cost to them. I know, because we would have to buy them. So urine specimens submitted in a sterile container, which is a green lid, All right, they kind of open up this little tape without additive and transported refrigerator within 24 hours of collection will be accepted, but you got to stick it in the fridge. Urine specimen submitted in any other FDA-approved urine culture transport is now going to be accepted. And they say culture of unpreserved urine may produce falsely elevated bacterial counts. So if we're trying to figure out how bad an infection you have, how many colonies, et cetera, we kind of need the right cup, we need the right preservatives. So that means in medicine, where we have to do everything 1,000% by the book, we might be shaving that down to maybe 105% by the book. So it's really interesting to see us having to kind of accommodate and be flexible. Now, BD is one of the largest global medical technology companies in the world. They, according to their website, say they are facing pandemic-induced supply chain issues with their blood vacutainers, collection sets, devices, and they cite transportation delays. They cite constrained supplies. There's worldwide demand, not enough supply, and increased costs. The average container shipping rates are now four times higher than they were a year ago. Raw material costs, they say global raw material shortages continue to impact most industries, causing delays and increased costs. So raw materials, they're having issues, which means the plastic, the rubber, the vulcanized rubber, let's say, of the stopper. And it's frustrating because we hope that once we get our truckers back and we're able to get over the labor shortage, we're going to be able to, be able to get out of the supply chain crisis. Sadly, it follows months, years. You know, us locking down and all this, you know, that we thought was only going to be 14 days to flatten the curve, we noticed you could make one move in a split second and it could have years of sequelae. And results and consequences. And so, sadly, that's what we're going to see with the supply chain crisis. And so if you need a blood test, and blood tests now have to be, well, not yet, but let's say blood tests eventually have to be rationed. Or, you know, that. And this is my problem with all of this. Because telemedicine is so huge, there are so many people getting diagnosed with UTIs, getting managed without their usual blood work and urine supply. So if there is a demand issue and a supply issue now, when we have millions of people using telemedicine and not doing tests, that means we are in really big trouble when it comes to having enough supplies. So, not good. Not good. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented good hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of you guys have a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or something on your wrist that acts as your pedometer? Checks your heart rate, does little EKGs. A lot of us are doing it. Some of you don't. You have that kind of old-style watch. It blows my mind how, you know, watches went through for centuries. You know, all the different types of, you know, you have a stopwatch, you need to know the time, people carry it, and all of a sudden our phones turned into our watches. And still, you know, men are old school. They're like, I love my watch. I'm going to keep my watch on. I love having a watch and looking at my wrist. You know, and some of you guys have fancy, expensive watches. And now we've swapped our watches for a not very attractive wrist accessory. You know, it's funny. I stopped wearing watches in the 80s and 90s. Well, in the 90s, I'm in training, and you really can't have a watch when you're in surgery. You know, and watches fall out when you're trying to deliver babies. So I had to break myself of any watch habit, and I really never went back to do the whole watch thing, because carrying a kid, when you carry a kid and the watch is scraping against the kid, you just don't do it. You just don't. And I remember, you know, as a little girl, my grandparents' watch is hurting me, you know, and it's just uncomfortable. So you don't. And now, all of a sudden, I have something on my wrist, and when I don't, I feel naked. Not having something on my wrist. And so I've had a couple of these Apple Watches. And I like them because the main reason why I like my Apple Watch isn't so much for the athletic features it has, even though that is really cool. I love seeing the miles I walked and how many times I stood. And I like the reminders to don't forget to breathe and stand up. You know, because when you do a three-hour show, I do get up a lot, but I could get up more, you know. So, and then when I see patients doing telemedicine, that stuff is cool. But the reason why I really, really like it is I don't want a cell phone by my body. I don't want to have my phone by my body. Now, I know I have my wristwatch by my body, but, again, I just don't want to have my phone, I guess, that close. And I don't want it near, I guess, where it used to be my ovaries and things like that. And so I think maybe your wrist provides that distance. I don't know. Not a lot of science to that one, but that's me. So I kind of like having that separation. And I definitely don't want anything on my head. I get very nervous when I see people wearing these headsets where you see their Bluetooth by their head. My husband got me a headset. I just don't like it too much. And then I got the ear pods. They're cool, but I get them out of my head as soon as I just don't like them there. So that's just me. I've only lost, I'm on my third wristwatch, Apple Watch, because two of them cracked. The screen cracked. I don't remember any trauma to them. I don't remember hitting it, not dropping it. I would just look at it, and the screen was cracked. And I'm like, well, damn. So I buy another one. I'm out a few $100s. It sucks. But I'm on my third Apple Watch until I realize that some of these companies, the watch had a battery issue, such that the battery would explode and then crack the screen. Which means I could have probably gotten money. Now we're being told Fitbit has had to recall 1.7 million smartwatches because 118 users were injured when they overheated. In fact, people were getting third-degree burns from their watches. Now, this is not the Apple Watch. This is the Fitbit. So Google-owned fitness tracker maker Fitbit has recalled now over a million. According to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, the San Francisco-based company said it had to recall 1.7 million, 1 million sold in the U.S., the rest globally, because 174 people have reported that the lithium-ion battery overheated. That led to 118 reported injuries, 78 in the U.S., 40 internationally. Of those, two who were injured in the U.S., two people reported that they suffered from third-degree burns. Now, as we've talked about with third-degree burns, That goes through most of the layers. You have first degree, which is kind of very, very superficial. And then let me actually see which other watch. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can. I want to kind of review that for you. But I thought there was another brand. Yeah, Apple. Apple was sued because of the battery dysfunction. And what happened with Apple was somebody's arm lacerated because the glass from the screen face would lacerate their arm. So let me just quickly review what happened there. So this was December 10th, I wrote this, so this was a couple months ago. There were multiple plaintiffs suing Apple because they claimed the Apple Watch has an undisclosed and unreasonably dangerous safety hazard where there were a class action lawsuit had stated there were reports of battery swelling causing the watch to break and cause injury. The design of the watch, a tightly packed battery within the chassis, And I guess the design doesn't allow that wiggle room so that if the battery degrades and then I guess causes a force, the screen shatters. And then apparently people have gotten the face of the screen and the people will get cut. So that's not cool. And I'm looking at one picture where somebody who was in the operating or the urgent care ER has a major laceration that went deep. Plaintiffs allege that Apple Watch first generation series 1 through 6 and series SE all contain the same defect. So that's what's going on there. It's it's frustrating because we use these things and we don't go anywhere without them. And so in terms of our burns, there's various levels of burns. So you have your first-degree burn, which is where it's just kind of the superficial epidermis. You have your second-degree burn, where it starts to get into the dermis area, which is where your where a lot of the blood vessels are, where your hair follicles originate. And then you have your third degree, where it starts to go into the subcutaneous level areas, and then you have your fourth degree burn that kind of goes all the way down to the bone. And these are not easy at all. They're very, very, very painful. So this burn severity, a lot of people don't talk about the fourth degree burns. I posted a picture on my Twitter and Facebook of one. You are burned down to the bone. So just to kind of review, your first degree is the top layer of the epidermis. Second is your dermis. Deeper layers, second-degree burns will cause blistering. Third-degree burns is where it goes deeper. Now, what's interesting about a third-degree burn is it might not hurt. I've had patients call in with some pretty severe burns, and they go, and I go, you know, did you go in to get this taken care of? They go, no, because it didn't hurt. I go, uh-oh. When a burn doesn't hurt, it destroyed the nerves. I mean, it's either very superficial, but if it doesn't look superficial and it looks deep, possibly a third degree burn. And then fourth degree, it went through all the layers of skin, possibly got muscles, tendons, bones. So depending on the severity, there's, treatments. So going back to Fitbit wasn't necessarily the screen cutting people, but the burns. So the watches are sold for a few hundred dollars. The Fitbit trackers, they didn't even call them watchers, they just call them Fitbits. But they are watches because they also will talk all the time. That's, isn't it funny? Now with everything, the actual time-telling ability is so less on the necessity scale as everything else on these watches. It's because, we have clocks on everything. We have clocks on our computer, we have clocks on our phones. So anyway, these were sold between September 2017 through December 2021. So this was a voluntary recall, is not supposed to impact all of these smartwatches or trackers. So check it out because you might be getting paid $299. They are, I believe, made, they're sold at Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, Amazon, Fitbit, but I believe most of them are made in Taiwan. Just, it's sad to see, I'm looking at one guy where he has a whole square burn and a graft. And, this is what happens when humans want to live with electronics. I mean, we've learned to live with bugs. We've learned to live with fish, maybe not sharks. But, we have an ecosystem. We're just not that, shall we say, adept at living with electronics. And these are some of the things that happen. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Joe Biden continues to tell Americans and Russian President Vladimir Putin that his administration was fully ready for war all along. But Senator Marsha Blackburn, the Republican from Tennessee, told Newsmax there's a lot more than just the Russian threat.
We should be focusing on Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea. I call them the new axis of evil. And of course, we know that Russia and China and Iran were quite emboldened by what they saw take place in Afghanistan. The American people want answers.
Blackburn also reminded us that the United States will not stop buying Russian oil and that we continue to buy over 600,000 barrels per day. And in a big disappointment yesterday for baseball fans, the spring season has been pushed back for the first time in more than a quarter of a century. The league has started canceling games after the Players Union rejected the latest offer to end the three-month lockout. This is USA Radio News. Former Louisville Detective Brett Hankinson testified in his own defense about actions during the police raid that killed Breonna Taylor. Defense attorney Stuart Matthews.
He returned fire in the direction of where he had seen the original shot come from within the apartment. He was attempting to defend and save the lives of his brother officers who he thought were still caught in what they call the fatal funnel in that doorway.
Hankinson was fired by police for shooting blindly during the raid. He fired 10 shots, none of which hit Taylor or her boyfriend Kenneth Walker. No police were charged in the woman's death. Former President Donald Trump, calling the growing Russia-Ukraine situation a holocaust, called for the end to the killing that is taking place and said the escalation has grown because the United States and President Joe Biden are no longer respected. He said in an interview with Fox Business that it's time to work out a deal with Russia to stop the hostilities, and the nation has gotten deeper than they thought possible with Ukraine's strong defense forces. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, one of you had sent me this. This is cool, I guess. It's just I don't think all of us get to fly in it. But Air Force One has a little baby sister, we're being told. It's a sister aircraft named the Doomsday Plane. And I guess this Doomsday Plane is designed to protect high-ranking government officials from a nuclear attack. It has gone on a four-hour training flight as a result of Vladimir Putin placing his nuclear forces on high alert. According to the Daily Mail, military flight tracking sites show the modified Boeing 747 had departed from the U.S. Air Force Base in Lincoln, Nebraska. The E-4B carried out a training flight with other specialist military aircraft. This is from local reports. The planes are outfitted as complete command centers for the president and its top officials, including the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, in the case of a nuclear war or national emergency. It's good to be president. These aircraft have unique capabilities that cannot be duplicated by any other aircraft that the Air Force uses. Yeah, I saw Independence Day. Remember, the president came, and the guy from Taxi, I forget his name, you know, he played the father of Jeffrey Goldblum, who was the ex-boyfriend or the ex-husband of the chief of staff, and they all got to go on the plane. And you're like, well, dang, I wish I dated somebody in the White House. Yeah, you wonder. If the poop hits the fan, here's the problem. Would I leave my family? No, I'm not going to leave my family. I want the whole family. They're like, you can't take the whole family. I'm going to stay with my family. I wouldn't go on the plane. Why? I don't want to go on the plane, not be with my family. So, it apparently could take up to 112 people, we're being told. 112. But that's crew. Wait a second. In terms of 112 people, that has to include crew. That's not 112 people, the crew. Length is about 231 feet. Wingspan, 195 feet. Height, 63 feet. Loaded weight is 800,000 pounds. Empty weight, 410,000 pounds. Maximum speed is 602 miles per hour or 523 knots. Cruise speed, Mach 0.84. So not like the Stingers. 555 miles per hour, range 6,200. Oh, actually, I'm sorry, 7,100 miles it has a range. It can endure about 150 plus hours. Wow. And so it flew around Nebraska. It's a training flight, meaning they are not going to take any chances. It lasted about 4.5 hours. This isn't the most common sort of usual training for it. It was joined by two Cobra ball jets. They tracked the trajectory of a ballistic missile so that they could... What was that movie? Oh, my gosh. Why am I so bad with remembering things? That's what I think COVID does to you. Okay, who was the guy that played Darth Vader? James Earl Jones. Remember there was a movie with him, and I don't remember. It was a movie, I think, from the 80s, and it had Paris Booth. And I guess they had to protect the president, so they had to put the plane in the path. I think that's what those planes do. So, the Pentagon did not respond to a request for comment on the purpose of the exercise, but the doomsday flight came just a day after Putin said he placed Moscow's nuclear forces on a special regime of combat duty in response to aggressive statements from members of the NATO Defense Alliance. Putin's spokesperson Dmitry Peskov went further on Monday, blaming the escalation on UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss. So the E-4B doomsday planes follow the President of the United States during his travels, whether domestic or international. The aircraft is supposed to be able to live until 2039. It has been in operation since 1980. The craft has special equipment so they could communicate with anyone, anywhere in the world, and support analysts and strategists in flight, which means there's some damn good Wi-Fi on that sucker. The planes can also be refueled in the air, and have remained airborne and operational for as long as 35.4 hours in one stint. So if they can make one of these, why don't they make a bunch of them? It's supposed to be able to operate in flight for a full week without needing to land, hoping that if there is a nuclear escalation, they can wait until the dust settles. So, it's nice that we have them. You know, I mean, that would have to stink. My guess is the vice president gets to go on it, too. I just wonder, where does it stop? Nancy Pelosi might get to go on it. And then do they get to bring their families? How does that happen? I'm sure all of Congress wants to go on that plane. They said in 2006 there was a talk that the E-4B fleet would be retired in 2009 under then-Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld. Only one of the fleet was retired. When Robert Gates took over in 2007, he reversed the decision and the plane with its unique capabilities to the fleet. So there's a special wire antenna that can keep the president in communication even with nuclear subs if ground-based communications have been destroyed. They first operated in 1970 during the Cold War. That is very cool. It's cool, and I get it. I know a lot of people don't like the president, but I get they're going to need world leaders. It's just, I'm just not of the mindset that our world leaders are really running things right, you know? I don't know if Dr. Fauci would go on the plane. I don't know. But, yeah. Whatever happened to, you know, ladies first? You know, what about, like, women, like a Titanic, right? No. I think honestly, it's, you know, look, that's what it is. God forbid something like that happens, I'm staying with my family. I'll probably be on air. That's probably what I'll be doing. I'll be kind of talking you guys through it, showing you guys what my last meal is. Anyway, we do have some bad news. We are being told a full-scale genocide is unfolding right now in Mariupol. The mayor says there's been 15 hours of shelling. Hundreds have died as Putin has stepped up attacks. Mariupol is in the south. It has been under bombardment nonstop now for 15 hours. Kharkiv is Ukraine's second city. It has also come under renewed bombing. Kherson, also in the south, they say has been overrun by Putin's forces, which also surround a nuclear power plant at Zaporizhia. There have been reports that there has been open fire on civilian guards. This is, capital of Kyiv, the capital, it's about to be surrounded by Russian forces as well. So Mariupol, located in the south of Ukraine on the Black Sea, has been surrounded by forces right now, struck by artillery. In fact, I guess there's been an apparent attempt to bomb the city into submission, and we're being told that there's been heavy barrages. Medics cannot get in to retrieve the dead. He said, we are near to a humanitarian catastrophe. Russian forces are several kilometers away on all sides. The Ukrainian army is brave, and they will continue to defend the city, but Russia does not fight with their army. They just destroy districts. We are in a terrible situation. Kharkiv also under heavy, heavy fire. And, Ukrainian's emergency services have already estimated that about 2,000 civilians have been killed thus far. This is an undercount. Because, again, if you can't get to them, you don't understand conceptualize the numbers to give them over to media, expect it to be a lot more. And so it's, people are trying to get out, the refugees. I think we're now at almost 700,000 refugees trying to escape. This is something we didn't think we would be seeing, you know, in this century, and we are. Paratroopers have landed, and I forget which city they were able to hold off and shoot down a couple planes of paratroopers. Sadly, many have been able to get through. They say there are no areas left in Kharkiv where an artillery shell has not yet hit. Russia has stepped up its bombing campaign. Kiev's main television tower has been destroyed. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on. Where'd you learn to bank, anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So an interesting article is that the COVID virus could have different variants inside an infected person that are just sitting there hiding. People suffering from COVID-19 could have several different variants at the same time, hidden away from the immune system in different parts of the body. We might get over it. We might be thinking some of our symptoms are long COVID, but it could be the variants that are in our body. That's according to one study and research published in Nature Communications. The study's authors say this may make complete clearance of the virus from the body of an infected person with their own antibodies or by vaccines much more difficult. So these variants of concern keep coming. And we know that our bodies can make them. We know that communities could make them, or labs can make them. But a concern that many of us had is, okay, well, are you done? When you are finished with the virus, is it done? We think when we're done with flu, 5-6 days, it's gone. We get to move on with our lives, a simple cold. We get to move on with our lives. But a lot of viruses don't let you necessarily move on with your lives. Somebody with hepatitis will still have hepatitis. Somebody who had chickenpox, that virus will stay with you in a nerve. Somebody who gets exposed to the cold sore virus, herpes 1 or general herpes, those viruses, they stay with you. So HIV has been known to hide out. So we've been trying to figure out what type of critter is COVID. Is it going to be like the flu or a cold? Or is it going to be like one of these more smarter viruses that know how to hide out? Looks like it's a constellation of all of it. In this new research, there's two studies published in parallel in Nature Communications, led by international team with Professor Emir Berger at the University of Bristol and Professor Joachim Spatz at the Max Planck Institute for Medical Research in Heidelberg. Both are directors of the Max Planck Bristol Center of Minimal Biology. And they show how the virus can evolve distinctly in different cell types, adapt its immunity in the same infected host. The team sought to investigate the function of a tailor-made pocket in the SARS-CoV spike protein in the infection cycle of the virus. Now, this pocket was discovered by the Bristol team in an earlier study, and they think it plays an essential role in the virus and its infectivity. They say an incessant series of variants have completely replaced the original variants by now, which is why we need a better vaccine. We need an updated vaccine. And they say Omicron and Omicron 2 are now dominating worldwide. Yes, we are starting to see more baby Omicron, BA.2. Professor Berger says we analyzed an early variant discovered by Bristol called Bris Delta. It had changed its shape from the original virus, but the pocket we had discovered was there unaltered. Intriguingly, they say Bris Delta presents as a small subpopulation in the samples taken from patients, but appears to infect certain cell types better than the original virus. Dr. Kapil Gupta, lead author of the Bris Delta study, said our results showed that this one can have several different virus variants in one's body. Some of these variants may use kidney or spleen cells to hide. The body is so busy defending the dominant type that it doesn't realize it has to, you know, it's like in a war. You could be so busy watching what's going on with Putin, you know, you have other countries kind of planning stuff. That's kind of what is happening here. So infected patients, they can only do so much. So the other viruses that are hiding out hide and continue to hide. So what they did is the scientists made duplicate SARS-CoV-2 virions on a test tube, kind of like dummy viruses, artificial ones. They mimic the virus, but they're safe because they can't multiply in human cells, which, by the way, if you can make these, then, you know, maybe we could use that as a vaccine. Using these artificial virions, they were able to study the exact mechanism of the pocket in viral infection. They demonstrated that upon binding of a fatty acid, the spike protein decorating the virions changed their shape. This switching of the shape cloaks the virus from the immune system. So the immune system is, it's like, okay, you know when you go to a party, you're all dressed up, you got the cute little jacket, you got the purse, and then after you kind of get into it, you know, you basically are down to, I don't know, whatever layer, you know, right? That's kind of what's happening with this. I'm sorry if my analogies aren't the best. So they say that it ducks down the spike protein upon the binding of inflammatory fatty acids. The virus then becomes less visible to the immune system, and this could be a mechanism to avoid detection by the host and a strong immune response for a longer period of time and increase total infection efficiency. They say it appears that this pocket, specifically built to recognize these fatty acids, gives SARS-CoV-2 an advantage inside the body of infected people, allowing it to multiply fast. They said this could explain why it's there in all variants, including Omicron. So, honestly, it's, you know, this just shows that this virus, I mean, we look at things as well as small. You know, no one's, we humans are so complex. We're so intelligent. Nothing is more intelligent than us. I'm telling you right now, we're being hunted. There are things on this planet that are hunting us, whether they're other humans, whether they're animals, whether they're viruses. We aren't the only ones that evolved to be super smart. And so, you know, don't take anything for granted and just realize that, you know, we're going to have to be smarter. We're not being very smart with the virus if we're using cloth masks and if we're, you know, using a vaccine that's old and we need to, you know, update it. Those are things we need to probably be a little smarter on. We've got to be ahead of the curve. So the Omicron subvariant BA2 is starting to make its way. We are hoping it's not going to be as prevalent as Delta was, Alpha was, the wild type, or even Omicron. But it has been spreading more internationally. It is a variant of concern present now in all 50 states. According to the latest statewide data in New Jersey, and I'm getting this from NewJersey.com, they say the BA2 cases in New Jersey made up 7% of the coronavirus cases. Now remember, a whole bunch of us got Omicron, the first Omicron. Okay, we should have some immunity. They believe, though, this BA2 is 30% more transmissible than the original strain. They call it stealth. Health officials have discovered that BA2 can have two additional symptoms that do not manifest in the original strains. Fatigue and dizziness. I'm telling you right now, fatigue and dizziness were in the original strains. This was a report out of Spokane, Washington. These are additional symptoms to look out for, fatigue and dizziness. But I'm telling you right now, patients throughout this have had fatigue and dizziness. You get fatigue because you don't have enough oxygen, and you have a virus take over. And then because it affects the ears or brain or, you know, could affect your so much of your metabolites, you could get dizzy. But they say they haven't really seen a lot of this with the other variants I have. All right. So the initial strain you would see, sneezing, cough, sore throat, very interesting. With the initial Omicron, you got this really weird sore throat. And then you would get the sneezing and then the coughing. And then I felt tired when I had it. I didn't feel dizzy, you know. But they're saying with this BA2 subvariant, much more prominent fatigue and dizziness. So our current vaccines are all we have. So still the CDC recommends people getting their shot, getting their booster shot. I would, again, ask public officials to start updating as soon as possible, because it's just these viruses are outsmarting us, and it's frustrating. I'm kind of a little over people not listening, you know. I mean, you can only say the same thing over and over again for two straight years. Don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DELLY.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.